601, Unit 8, Recording 8.8, Listening 2. Hey guys, have you started your sociology research project yet?
Hey, not yet. I'm deciding on the type of empirical research I want to conduct still.
I just got started. I decided to do a combination of focus groups and individual interviews. I'm researching parents and their kids' feelings towards social media use.
Interesting, Max. Why did you decide to do both?
I felt like doing both focus groups and personal interviews would help increase the validity of my research. I will ultimately collect more data to analyze, too.
That's true, but it will also be a substantial amount of additional work. And if it's the same people in the focus group and personal interviews, you have to hope there will be coherence between their responses in the interview and focus groups.
Yeah, I thought about both of those things, and I'm going to try to schedule the interviews all one day and then the focus groups the following day to keep the information fresh in their minds.
Well, I hope it goes well. I decided to stick to surveys. I'm traveling a lot over the next month, and I wanted to do something that allowed me to conduct my research virtually. I'm hoping that a really interesting survey will help me catalyze high numbers of responses. My research is focused on income gaps between men and women in the finance industry. Craig, what kind of methodology are you going to use?
I've been deciding between observations and focus groups, and I think I might be like Max and do both, but I know it will be more time consuming, so I'm struggling to decide if it's worth doing both. Anyway, my research focus is on the existential threat that climate change plays on people's physical well-being in cities where pollution is high and what people think about it.
Super interesting. I'm excited to hear how your project goes. What are you going to do to observe people?
I think I'm going to sit on park benches around a bustling downtown area and take note of how people interact. I'm going to see who's wearing masks and other things like that, and I might do some offhand questioning of strangers to help guide my focus group discussions. Max, since you're involving kids in your research, did you have to undergo special research precautions for approval?
Yes, I did, and it was quite an ordeal. I worked with Professor Banks to apply for approval from the IRB Ethics Research Board, and we had to submit multiple drafts with all of the information that I would be asking the kids and how I would protect and keep their information safe.
I did a research project that involved teenagers last summer, and it was a headache to receive approval, too.
I remember that, Pam. I actually talked with Professor Banks about your experience, and we used it to help us write our initial proposal. All right. Well, I have to get to my next class. I hope everyone gets a nice start on their projects.
Thanks. You too.
See you around.